How did my Halloween taffy turn out this year?
Too gooey, too garlicky, and way too much unicorn. You're turning into Mother.
Speaking of bipolar control freaks, have you two given any thought to your Halloween plans? If not...
Oh, please, they send me this flyer every year. It's a Halloween mystery train that makes a special stop in Boston.
Hey, this actually looks like fun, Zell. I think it would be a hoot to ride a train and solve a murder.
No thanks. I'm looking forward to a nice, quiet Halloween. Reading, watching a little television. You and your cat go. Have a nice time.
Me and Hildalicious will be the talk of the snack car.
On second thought, an evening of excruciating boredom is exactly what I need. These are awful.
Salem, any thoughts on what I should go as for Halloween?
Off the top of my head, fashion victim?
The only thing lamer than that joke is my plans for Halloween. The only invitation I was able to wangle is for a dumb dance sponsored by the School of Dentistry. Yeah, lots of good candy there. Ugh. Why does Aunt Zelda always go so heavy on the unicorn?
Well, now, if you don't want your Halloween to be lame, take a ride on the mystery train.
For fabulous food and sophisticated fun, this mystery train is number one. Salem, this is perfect.
Pick me up at 7 and I get the window seat.
Sorry, but I really wanted to spend Halloween with my friends. You understand, don't you?
Well, I had my heart set on riding the rails.
Well, there's no reason you can't do that.
Whee!
Once again, I am your Halloween savior. Thanks to me, we are no longer stuck dancing with dental students.
Oh, I wasn't going anyway.
No, me either.
Well, I am offering you a ride on a Halloween mystery train.
Is that one of those totally pathetic whodunits?
Where everyone has to play a stupid character?
And solve a fake, idiotic murder?
That any moron could figure out.
Exactly. Woohoo! We're going on a mystery train! Oh, come on, Josh, tell everybody why this is going to be so great.
Okay, right after you tell me.
You mean you don't want to go either?
Not really. Sabrina, I've never been that into Halloween. To be honest, it's always kind of bugged me that it's such a big deal to you.
Well, it's a big deal to me because I happen to be a whittle upset because I pay for these tickets in advance.
Well, I'm a whittle upset because I like to be asked ahead of time before someone makes plans for me.
I just thought this would be fun, and I thought you guys would think so too, especially you, Josh.
Fine. Guess a little train ride won't kill us.
Yeah, that's exactly the kind of enthusiasm I'm looking for.
Ooh, good thing you paid in advance. We'll be lucky to find a seat.
Well, I think we should feel lucky that we got our own private car.
With a different stain on every seat.
It's so cold in here, my beard is sprouting icicles.
That's why I told everyone to wear coats and gloves. But the fresh air will do us good.
Commingle with the 47 known carcinogens in diesel smoke.
Okay, there is now an official moratorium on whining.
Welcome aboard the Halloween Mystery Train, where murder is our business and our business is murder. They make me say that. So let's get the festivities rolling with your complimentary cocktail and appetizer.
Peanuts in a juice box. Oh, great. And I didn't even get the freaking juice box.
You want a juice box? I'll give you a juice box. Here. Take mine. Oh, sorry. Little taffy emergency. Gotta go de-goo.
So, listen up, mystery lovers. Here are the parts that you will be playing. Please, read them. And as we say at the Stella Adler Academy, become them.
If I'm lucky, I get thrown from the train in the first act.
Trained you.
All aboard! The Realm Express, now leaving the station.
Oh, the Realm Express? Oh no! I can't get everybody off this thing before! Something like this happens!
been years since I watched the giant pumpkin drop in the Other Realm Times Square.
I can't wait. Winos and tourists splattered with pumpkin guts. Have I mentioned how bored I am?
You wouldn't be bored if you'd taken that murder mystery train like I told you.
Maybe I'll morph myself into a college student and join Sabrina at that dental party. I could use a dentist after all that taffy.
The joke's on you. Sabrina had the perspicacity to heed my advice and take her friends on the aforementioned Terreno Misterioso.
Friends? Salem, that's an Other Realm train.
Oops.
Looks like there's going to be a murder around here, but this one won't be a mystery. Been a big mistake. There are mortals on board. You've got to stop this train right away.
Sorry, miss. There's only one way to stop this train.
What's that?
You, dear girl, have to solve the mystery.
Me?
You are the detective in this play. Since you've already paid for the costume, you might as well look the part.
Ooh, London fog.
Allow me to introduce you to your cast of characters. May I present the Countess Admira?
Delighted.
Her maid Hortense.
Charmed, I'm sure.
Professor Augustine von Claptrap.
Bitte, Fräulein.
And of course,
Biff Buffington, international tennis star.
A real pleasure.
At least, I know it is for you.
But where's Josh?
Oh, you mean world-renowned photographer, Kip Kodak. Yes, well, unfortunately, he's been the victim of a... murder.
Murder?
Great, something else for me to clean up. Oh no, he really is dead!
And the game begins. All you have to do is figure out which one of our passengers killed Kip Kodak.
Well, I'm not very good at solving murders. I even stink at Clue.
The first question you want to ask yourself is, what was the motive?
I just wanted to give my friends a nice Halloween. Oh, you mean the murderer's motive.
Would you please stop worrying? Sabrina is a smart girl. I'm sure she'll have this mystery solved in no time.
What are you talking about? Even I beat her at Clue.
Well, why don't we grab a crystal ball and go check up on her?
Good idea. I've got one in my hope chest. What? I use it for traffic reports.
Now, Countess, tell me what you know about the murder.
Murder, murder, murder. Everyone is so preoccupied with murder. What you should be focused on is what happened to my ring. The 100-carat star of Paramus is missing.
Missing hunk of pure carbon, untimely death of my boyfriend.
Whatever. Now, tell me your relationship to the deceased.
I had none. I'd never met the man in my life.
Never met the man.
All right. You dragged it out of me. We were in love. I was mad about the boy, desperately, passionately. But he ended it. Horribly, cruelly, and I vowed that some way, somehow, I would get my revenge. But then I got over it and we became friends. So you see, I really have no motive for killing him.
Nope, none whatsoever.
So you actually work for the Countess?
You think I'm the murderer, don't you?
Do I?
You think I killed him so that I could frame the Countess. That way I'd be free of that cruel, self-centered pain in my patoot forever.
So, you killed Kip Kodak to frame the Countess.
Do you think I'd tell you if I did?
Yeah. But then I'm kind of new at this.
Oh yeah, I knew him. We weren't, as you say, buds, but he was a nice enough kind of guy, if he likes that kind of guy.
And what kind of guy is Death? I mean, Death.
Oh, you know, it's the kind who always gets the girl. It's the kind women prefer over quirky and unique. It's the kind who makes a guy like me blend into the wallpaper. Schnitzel! I seem to have snapped my pipe. Anyway, as I was saying, I really had no motive whatsoever.
You're probably quite intimidated talking to an international tennis star like myself.
Yeah, very. So, tell me what you know about the murder.
Let's stop this charade. You want me. And to be perfectly honest, I'm okay with that.
Well, I have a problem with guys who use the word charade. Especially ones that use it while my boyfriend's lying dead in the other room.
All right, I'll come clean. I used to be in love with a woman. A wonderful, magical woman. And that scoundrel stole her from me.
And that made you angry?
Furious! Why would she pick that second-rate shutterbug? over Biff Buffington, international tennis star. As you can see, I put it behind me.
Let me guess. You have no motive whatsoever.
It's nice to have you in my court.
Well, what have you come up with so far?
First, your play involves a lot of ham acting. Second, I have no idea who killed Kip.
Might I suggest you find out?
Just for conversation's sake, what happens if I don't?
Unless you solve this case, you and your mortal friends will be trapped on this train. Forever.
No! No!
Hilda, I think we've got ourselves a train to catch.
All aboard!
This is insane. We can't just go soaring through the cosmos forever.
I'm sorry. Rules are rules. Besides, everything you need to solve this case is right in front of you.
Right in front of me where? Look! He still has the juice box I gave him. And it's unopened, which means he was killed right after I left him. The Countess's missing diamond! Splendid! He found it. If he weren't dead, I'd buy him something. No matter. I still have the Secaucus Sapphire. An old sweaty tennis towel with the initials BB. Do they stand for a Betty Boop, Bugs Bunny, or Biff Buffington?
I knew it had to be you. You're just a sort of guy.
Sort of guy? Sort of guy? What exactly is that supposed to mean? If anybody's guilty here, it's her.
Oh, I knew it! You found me! Finally, I'm having a positive impact. They're turning on each other.
Please tell me we're in the right place this time.
Is it my fault the space shuttle looks exactly like the mystery train? Do you think I should have given that cosmonaut my number? So cute.
According to this schedule, the train should have left Boston 2 hours ago. Should be here any minute.
Hey, my outfit's getting all dirty.
Yeah? Well, my caboose is on fire!
People! Please, work with me here. Okay? The sooner we figure this out, the sooner we can get off this train. So, in the interest of time, let's say the murderer just raises his or her hand. Don't be shy. Biff?
You can't honestly expect me to admit to a crime I didn't commit. I'm a man of honor, of integrity. Amazing bone structure.
Whose towel was wrapped around the victim's neck?
I had absolutely no motive whatsoever.
Nor did I.
But if it was...
Well, I didn't have any.
Well, were you?
And I am officially the world's worst detective.
Well, well, well. You never know what kind of riffraff you're going to come across riding the rails. Back off, Grandpa!
Salem, don't be rude.
Who's being rude? He really is my grandpa.
Thanks for the birthday card.
No problem. How's your mom?
I hate to break up this family reunion, but we're looking for the mystery train.
You're on it. But you want the Paula car.
Grandma tells people he was lost at sea.
Oh, Sabrina, there you are.
Oh, Aunt Hilda, Aunt Zelda, thank goodness you're here. I didn't know this was another realm train. And now Josh is dead and I have to... Did somebody shoot you guys out of a cannon?
Sabrina, there's no need to fear. Your aunties are here.
Will there be two more for dinner?
Oh, no. We're just passing through.
Oh, too bad.
Yowzer. I wouldn't mind spending eternity on this train.
Hello? Did you see the way he looked at me? Okay, I have a plan. First, I'm going to interrogate the steward.
Hey, that was my plan.
And this plan helps me how?
He knows who the murderer is. Trust me, we'll have it out of him in 10 minutes tops.
5 if he's ticklish.
And if that doesn't work, you always have me to solve the crime. At least you would if I had the appropriate attire. Say, good show, old girl. Now then, what say we have a look at the corpse, shall we? This Baudier is simply rife with clues. What, pray tell, have you been doing for the last few hours?
Hmm? Hey, I found the diamond and the tennis towel.
Those items, combined with this feather I found, should tell us everything we need to know.
I can't believe I missed this.
In your defense, it was lodged fairly deep into his nasal passage. I believe we only have one thing left to do. Dust the body.
For fingerprints?
No, it's filthy.
When is it my turn to interrogate him?
Hilda, I told you, we're giving him the old good witch, bad witch routine.
Oh, right. Which one am I again?
This one was a bit dodgy, all right. But I think we came up cricket.
Do you even know what that means?
Haven't the foggiest. But I do know which one of you is the murderer. It all began to make sense when I learned of the Countess's missing diamond. Sabrina was out of the room, so the Countess knew she only had seconds to make her move. Counting on their prior relationship and Kip's impeccable manners, she offered her hand. But she also knew that the prong on her ring was loose, and her plan worked perfectly. Kip started to choke on the stone.
I knew it! Countess Admira is the murderer.
No, I'm not!
But she would have been if Hortense hadn't stepped in. The former RAF nurse, her instincts got the better of her. But she had a plan of her own. She knew that Kip was highly allergic to emu feathers, and that prolonged exposure could kill him.
I knew it! Hortense is the murderer.
No, I'm not.
But she might have been if it weren't for an involuntary muscle contraction. Kip sneezed violently, I would imagine, and dislodged all but one of the feathers from his nostrils. However, Biff Buffington seized upon the opportunity like only an international tennis star could. He offered Kip one of his towels to wipe his nose or to strangle him.
How could you?
I didn't.
He's right, you know. He didn't.
Cut to the chase, Sherlock. We're running out of suspects.
Which brings me to my most interesting piece of evidence. The dust on the body. It wasn't dust at all, but pipe smoke.
That means nothing. You also smoke a pipe.
Yes,
but mine only blows bubbles.
Once Kip had recovered, the professor came up behind him and offered Kip his pipe, containing tobacco, a substance which, according to the entire Western medical community, kills eventually.
But Kip doesn't smoke.
Exactly. Which is why the professor is definitely not the murderer.
So none of them is the murderer? I thought you said you solved the crime.
I have. The murder was committed by someone who had both motive and means. Someone who had a working knowledge of poise. Someone who knew that in large quantities, essence of unicorn is fatal to mortals.
Ugh. Ugh. Why does Anseld always go so heavy on the unicorn?
Someone who seized the opportunity and went to great lengths to make sure she coveted tracks.
That's why I told everyone to wear coats and gloves.
Someone who knew that the poison need not be ingested, but can easily be absorbed through the skin, and placed it on something as innocuous as a juice box.
You're talking crazy, Cat. The murderer!
Murderer!
Murderer.
The dame who bumped him off.
Why are you all accusing me? I didn't do it, I swear. I didn't even have a motive.
Oh, no? Isn't it true that you're angry with Josh for not supporting you in your ever more manic quest for the perfect Halloween? But you've been so resentful of his pouty attitude and sarcasm that the rage built up in you, and you...
Yes! It's true! It's true! I'm the murderer! I killed Josh!
Wow, I totally didn't see that one coming.
Sabrina's the murderer.
Good work, sister.
Let's go. Oh, here's your gum.
Sabrina! We know who the murderer is.
It's you. So I've heard. So what happens to me now?
Well, now that you've solved the murder, you're free to go.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, this was great. You know, you sure throw a nice homicide. But how did you know about Anseldus Taffy and that I was mad at Josh?
Murder's our business, and our business is murder.
Next tab, Boston!
Wow. He really does murder right.
Whoa. I don't remember much, but this Halloween was exhausting. I'm so dead.
No, you're not. You're alive again.
Again?
Look, Josh, I want to talk to you about this whole Halloween thing. It may not be an important holiday for you, but it is for me, and I was hurt that you weren't more supportive. I mean, I supported you when...
When I was going to move to Prague, when I got a job on the paper, and with pretty much everything I've done since you've known me. I'm sorry, Sabrina.
Sabrina, I seem to have misplaced a few hours of my life. Was this a bewitching kind of evening?
It was for me, and I know it was for you. Or should I say, Biff Buffington.
Say me.